When you're not casting as well as you think you ought to be, the usual conclusion is that you don't know enough about it, you haven't got the right tackle, and you don't do enough practice. That could be the case, but in my experience of teaching a lot of people how to cast, I'd say that almost certainly you're looking too deeply. The basis of good casting is to build a framework in which the rod and your body both work properly and together. And the best way to get that happening is to use an off-ground style such as the easy cast. When you do an off-ground cast, you can stand, put the sinker in the right place, put the rod at the right angle, all before you start to do any moving. Now, in other words, you're pre-setting everything. When you load the rod properly, the cast becomes almost automatic. The moment you start moving with the easy cast, the rod goes under load. Now, that is such a huge improvement in most people's technique that it'll probably come as a shock to them to start with, because when a rod loads properly, it feels entirely different from anything you've ever done before, and it'll probably take you by surprise. I bet that when you cast now, you never reach a point where you can really get behind the rod and give it some welly. That's because the rod isn't compressed when the time comes for your arms to push and pull. Now, if you do an easy cast, you will create a situation where it's almost impossible for the rod not to be locked to a certain degree when that time comes when your right arm punches forward and your left arm pulls down. Believe me, once you get that feeling, you will not only cast further than you've ever cast before, but you will also understand why it is that good casting works. Once you've done that and you've had a good bit of practice with casting off the ground, you can start to look into the technique a little more deeply. You can use a bit more body rotation, alter the drops, do all kinds of things like that. And you'll find in some combination there that there's exactly the right setup that gives you easy, relaxed, good distances. So where does the pendulum cast come into this? Well, it's quite easy really. The pendulum cast is the same as the easy cast or any other off-ground cast, except that the cast begins with the sinker in mid-air. And how do you get it to the right place in mid-air? Well, you swing it. All you're doing, if you like, is turning the easy cast setup on its side so that the weight is up in the air. The moment you start moving from that position in the in-swing, where the lead just hovers for a moment, that feeling you got with the easy cast will be replicated. You'll feel exactly the same. You'll know the rod's under load. And then all you've got to do is rotate with your body to get a bit more power into the action, and finally push and pull with your arms and the cast's away. It's that simple. And if anyone tells you that it's more complicated than that, well, I'm afraid either they don't know or they're deliberately putting you on the wrong track. So keep it simple, practice a bit, and you'll be there. Guaranteed.